Welcome to Shomar Shov and the Daf Shir sponsor, Lo Nishmas Hanbeka Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Kuf Ayinei. We're holding at the last Mishnah, Meseches Bo Basra. The last Mishnah of Seyed Nezikin. And the Mishnah ends with the words, V'ama Bishmar La'Roitze She'yachim Yasuk B'dini Mominus. Someone wants to be a Chacham, he should deal with Dini Mominus. She'ein Lecha Miktsoya B'toyro Yoyse Mehem V'hem Kimayan Hanriveah. Miktsoya, the Pashup Shah, refers to the subject. There's no subject more than them, that they're Mayan and Rivea. They're like a spring of water. What does it mean? So I have a Mahalach that's written down both the Balafla and the Panim Yofos and Pashup Mishpatim. And in a similar way, the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnahs here on the Yochin and Ois Peidalet. And the idea is that what's unique about Dini Mominus, says the Balafla, is that some other subjects of Torah are things that you cannot be midame milsil milsil. We know we learned this with Sechto, we mentioned it earlier, that by treifis, if you know the one limb becomes treifa, it doesn't mean the other limb becomes treifa. Not necessarily you can use a svara and a logic in every place in Torah. But Dini Mominus is all based on svara. It's all based on logic. It's all based on the chokhmah and noishis to come and figure out what's going on. And that's the idea, says the Balafla, called Miktsoya. Miktsoya means they're connected together. You hear one thing at the Imamnes, from there you could come to a lumdus, to understanding of something else. It's all very logical, all makes sense, and it has to build up based on your logic. And this brings an unbelievable opportunity, but on the other hand, an unbelievable responsibility. And that's what the Tiferes Yisrael points out. That because it has to do with the logic of a person, it's not for imbruim of tosser or mutter, but it's a logical concept based on the Gemara. So with a small logical error, a person can do something which is wrong. How much responsibility the Dayan has, that he has in his logic, in his chokmah to come in machriya in Dini Mominus. And he adds, in a regular case of Yisuri Veheter, a person in worst case can be machmir. Chumrah is not the right thing to do when you have a place to be mekel. But if you're machmir, you know you're not doing an Isser. But by Dini Mominus, there's no such thing as chumrah. When you have two people coming in front of a dayan, if you're machmir for one, so you make it to the other. So you have to come to an understanding and havana in Dini Mominus. That's the chokhmah that we talk about over here in Dini Mominus, how much logic a person has to have in order to get to it. And connect to this with the Shem Yishmuel writes in a few places in his farm, the name of his father, says that, you know why Yisur V'Heter is easier to a certain extent? Because Yisur V'Heter, whatever is Asur, has tumor to it. Belongs to Koyche Sara. Belongs to the Chitzoinim. There's not Torah, there's no Tahara. But with Dini Mominus, it's not Tomei V'Tar. They both belong to Am Yisrael. They both talk about money that belongs to Yid. So they both have the Gedusha of Yid. I just have to decide which part belongs to this Yid, which part belongs to that Yid. It's much harder to differentiate within the Gedusha itself. And that's a special Chachmah that you have in Dini Mominus. And this Shem Yishmuel, and basically the continuation of what the Tiferes Yisrael said, gives us a new avona in what the Ben Yoyoda points out here in the sugya. Ben Yoyoda speaks al derech ha-musar. He brings, you have two people coming to the Dayan, and the Dayan says that one, Reuven, owes money to Shimon. So Reuven gets all upset, he's all angry, he doesn't want to give money to Shimon. So says the Ben Yoyoda, the Dayan turns to the Reuven and says, if I would tell you that the food that you have is asur, it's chametz, you have to throw it away, and you would lose the same amount of money, would you have any complaints? He says, of course not. I want to do Dini Torah. The Rav says it's Asr, it's Asr. So he says, so why when I'm telling you that you owe your friend the money is not yours, then you get upset. So Ibn Yodok says, he says, what's Pshat? Pshat is that when you come two people to Din, so then there is jealousy. Then there's Kina. I don't want, when you throw the thing away, nobody's enjoying it. But for Yenin to have it more than me, that's the kina. And that's what he says, that the word miktsoya here means loshon tsa'ako and loshon ukti, meaning they are screaming at each other, and they come and they oikets each other, they're hurting each other. That's what Ben Yoda says. But based on the Shem Shmuel, we can add to it a little bit more, an oimik, which is not only al-derech ha-musar, but maybe al-derech ha-machshava. The pshat is, when you have a isur v'heter, so then pshat is, it's either belongs to Gdusha or doesn't belong to Gdusha. And if the Rav Paskin then says, this thing is Asr, this thing is Trey for his chametz, but pshat doesn't belong to Gdusha, so the person doesn't care anymore. But if we're talking about Dini Mominus, pshat is that Whatever the Dayan decide, it still belongs to Kedusha. So the differentiation is much harder to accept because they both belong to Kedusha. The Shaila is to this yet, to that yet. That thing is, the Yid screams out and says it's mine because it's Kaddish, meaning it's a moment of a Yid. Moment of a Yid does not belong to Tuma. That's where someone feels more shaykhs to it. And therefore there, there's a tain against the Dayan. Ein lecha. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava email list, WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.